I'm Frank Voenkel for Best Review Magazine, and I'm speaking today with Anna Marie Landaverde. Anna Marie is the cyber practice lead of the reinsurance division for Munich Reinsurance America. Anna Marie, it's great talking with you today.
Hi, Frank. Thank you for having me today.
We're talking today about new trends in underwriting and how cyber risks are impacting underwriting. Anna Maria, how has the cyber risk market changed?
Well, that's a really great question. Cyber risk has changed quite a bit over the past few years, and we continue to see new threats every day. Just a few years ago, data breach was top of mind for many C-suite and cybersecurity professionals. Today, that risk has expanded. Data breach has not gone away, but the risk has definitely expanded to include ransomware attacks that can lead to business interruption loss and social engineering attacks that might cause funds to be wired to a hacker's account. That's a big concern today. And the constant challenge to keep up with regulatory compliance to avoid fines and penalties, I think these are some of the things that keep C-suite level people up at night and really reflects how the market has continued to evolve and how the threats have continued to evolve.
And is cyber risk any different for SMBs compared to larger companies?
Well, cyber risk exists for companies of all sizes. Let's be clear, there's no greater or lesser risk based on the size of an organization. But what we do see is that SMBs tend to be less prepared to defend against cyber attacks. So it does make them more vulnerable targets. Also, what we see with regard to SMBs is that the financial impact to a smaller organization would be much more impactful to its bottom line, and the ability to recover from a major outage or a major attack, or even a fraudulent funds transfer event, would be much more detrimental on their business. So in cases where SMBs are not able to financially recover from those events, in some cases they're left with no option but to cease operations.
So then as an underwriter, how do underwriters contemplate coverage for the small medium businesses compared to the larger companies?
Really, really good question, and I wish there was a single answer for that, but there really isn't. Underwriting assessments vary greatly depending on a number of factors. It could be based on revenue, so SMB versus larger organization, but it also could be based on the industry segment that the SMB operates within, and also the limits sought. So we do have a whole market of lower limit cyber endorsed products that have far less underwriting happening than some of the larger limit business. So for example, a portfolio of low limit SMBs in a low hazard segment might be underwritten using just technology that incorporates some outside in components and not much more than that, while a portfolio of larger risks with higher limits may require thorough applications and assessments, and in some cases, in-person meetings with the insured's C-suite, their CISO or CIO, and folks of that level. But regardless of the underwriting methodology used, I think the difficulty in underwriting cyber risk stems from the lack of available data that we need to determine pricing adequacy. And so at this point, the reporting of cyber premium and losses is mostly considered voluntary, so we don't have any mandatory reporting requirements of cyber exposures and loss data. But I think if we make a bigger push for data sharing in the cyber market, we will get to a point where we can better model the exposures and provide appropriate coverage for the appropriate premiums.
So now, is there a value in developing and using standardized coverage forms or applications?
Yeah, so cyber has traditionally been a non-standard product since the product incepted over 20 years ago. And it's really due to the regular expansion of terms and conditions that are needed to keep up with the changes in cyber risk. And so I would say over the last several years, we've seen coverage intent becoming much more clear and consistent. And to the credit of the cyber community, I would say that even policy language is now becoming more consistent. So I think that all makes the broker's job a little bit easier, and it allows brokers and clients to better understand the coverage, and which would help with uptake of the product. With standard forms and applications, I think we're more likely to obtain consistent and reliable data that also can help us with modeling the risk.
Now, do we have, or maybe should we have, standalone policies or packages?
Yeah, so currently, where we stand today, we do have standalone cyber products in the market. We do have endorsed products in the market, and then somewhat of packaged products as well. So we do have cyber insurance being offered in a number of different ways today. Currently, where we see the market going is that the non-cyber market, so our casualty, property, marine colleagues, they're all undergoing an effort to affirm or exclude cyber coverage in their policies. And as they do this, what we feel is that there should be a standalone or package solution available for clients, depending on their needs, to compensate for those potential coverage gaps that will exist once that happens. So I think we should have both standalone and package policies available in the market. And really it's because, depending on the client's needs, the market needs to have both available for those clients. And we are moving in a direction where clients are going to be looking for more affirmative coverage grants. And so I think it's critical that we continue to develop both those standalone and package products.
So then how do we encourage cyber insurance take-up amongst the small, medium businesses?
Yeah, so I think education is a big part of it, and awareness. And this is where take-up has been low with SMBs. It's really because there is not as much awareness and education in that space as there is for the larger risks. So as mentioned earlier, I think standardizing policy forms and applications will help to make the product easier to understand and to sell to SMBs. And I think as we see privacy regulations tightening, more SMBs will be contractually required to carry cyber insurance by their business partners. And then the last piece is that I think as we see an increase in cyber attacks against SMBs, this has already begun to lead to an increase in take-up and will continue to lead to an increase in take-up.
So then, are there any incentives that underwriters can provide SMBs to have a better cyber hygiene?
Absolutely. There are a number of carriers today, cyber carriers today, that are offering pre-breach services to clients, and that might include a security assessment, a vulnerability assessment, penetration testing, some securities ratings based on an outside-in perspective of the network. So there are a number of pre-breach value-add services being offered today by cyber writers. In some of those cases where there are insureds that might fall short or might have a need to improve their cybersecurity posture, those insurers might also have discounted cybersecurity solutions to offer to those SMBs, and that can further assist with getting SMBs to a level where they have a better cyber hygiene, making them a more insurable risk.
And what might Munich Re be doing in this area?
Munich Re is committed to growing the cyber market, to being in the cyber market as a partner. We're very interested in learning more about the SMB space, and for that reason, we've taken an approach to partnering with cyber writers that write in that SMB space. We're continuing to learn about the product, model the product, partner with companies to find new solutions, and really try to support the market as best we can, not just with capacity, but also with services and vendor partnerships.
Anna Maria, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you, Frank. It was great to have the opportunity to talk to you today.
That was Anna Maria Landaverde. She is the cyber practice lead of the reinsurance division for Munich Reinsurance America. And I'm Frank Volenkel for Best Review Magazine.